hear a helicopter. No, it's a motorcycle. Never mind. Oh, they got an actual sign up advertising something other than Hello Conventioneers here at this gentleman's establishment. Unfortunately, they need to change it again because it says V-Day with Destiny Dixon, February 13th and 14th. I'm not a strip club kind of guy, but I don't know that spending Valentine's Day at a strip club is the sort of thing I could support. That just seems kind of sad. Or like advertising is like, oh, it's Valentine's Day. Like, it's not... To the people that would be like, fuck yeah, let's go to a strip club. They're just thinking like, ah, it's Saturday, let's go. All right, I'm going to have to turn on the radio here pretty soon. Threatening to turn on the radio. Harris Whittles died today. It's very sad. He's a stand-up comedian, writer. He's a was like executive producer of Parks and Rec. Wrote on Sarah Silverman show. Whole Eastbound and Down and stuff. Very funny. Incredibly funny. It was like 30. Very sad. Well, all right, let's see what's on the radio. Fuck.
We're in the middle of, like the ad said, in the middle of our Toyota-thon.
Okay, well, I'm kind of not in the market for,
known as dash KY, elemental P dash 14 to the third power.
Sirius XM.
Give me some room and I might just chill. But I'm the type that likes to light another joint like Cypress Hill. I still do these spillogies. Hey, fuck a headache, give me your migraine. Damn it, I like pain. I used to be anywhere that I might gain. You rap, knowing you whack. You whacked up and I'm throwing you down a flight of steps. Then I'm throwing you back up. If they ain't like the track, fuck them. The rap struck them harder than me. Hip hop, back fucking and backed up. Backed up, backed up.
This bus is driving so fucking slow in front of me. Come on. Come on. Now the car in front of the bus is going slow. Alright. I guess technically it's driving the speed limit, but... Yo, fuck that. No time for relaxing. Real folks in the force is the fourth line of the action. So never show a nigga what you pack. You know what I'm saying? It's just too much weight to be juggling. Go through this bitch and what you think about struggling. Kids in the van, no more stomach bubbling. The niggas in the E-class and you fuck up.
Okay, well, great.
Put your left foot in front of your right foot and walk with me through the city of Shy, where the folks speak. Have you heard of the city crime? Sociologists be telling me the city died. I'm all a murdering gang banging the drug dealing. Every 30 hours they find another body with some slugs in it. It ain't no blood in it. This the ill state, nigga. It ain't no love. Put your left foot in front of your right foot and walk.
Uncle Murda. It's a good name.
I don't hang out with those guys. Man, I ain't got nothing to do with those two. Man, I saw your female with them too. What's up with her? I've been hearing that she's been giving that stuff out to all them graffiti guys.
Well, shut the fuck up, Chico, man.
We'll paint three of those moves for some of that ass.
Professor, what's another word?
Okay.
It's kind of foggy out here tonight. I don't want to listen to the next episode again. We listened to it last night, you know?
DJ Architect.
Nope.
To new things sometimes. I like this development. New Twin Shadow track called I'm Ready. Premiered here on SiriusXMU this past Monday. I will play the new Twin Shadow for you just a couple minutes from now. Josiah, this Thursday, Tour Le Mans.
Motorcycle's going slow. It's hard for me to... I need to coast because I don't want to fucking tailgate a motorcycle. I don't want to tailgate anybody, but I especially don't want to tailgate a motorcycle. But this guy's doing 44 in the fast lane on the fucking freeway. It's at a point where it's kind of dangerous. And he seems a little wobbly on it, too. I don't like any part of this. Close to him, but I'm going to get closer to him because now I'm trying to pass him. All these other cars are passing him. The worry, of course, is that he will dart in front of me. This fucking SUV is merging in front of him a little closer than I would. I think would be comfortable for anyone. Back there, he's still doing his thing, but he has no business in that lane. He's just not going fast enough. So everyone was past him on the right, and just, the whole thing. I don't like any part of that. I'm glad to be away from it.
New car right now, but
what are you driving right now? I'm on some like, we had the show and shit, and this shit come on.
Yeah. I got pretty hungry over the past hour. It's past my dinner time, I guess. Motorcycle guy is okay back there. I'm well past him. But, Have all the cowboys gone? It's a great question.
What's your
came out. I mean, everyone around here is doing the same speed. I was doing, I don't know, 75 and a 65 or something right there, maybe.
Thank you.
I'm trying to go back and track.
Damn nonsense.
I'm the Icebox Man at our house. I'm
Icebox Man!
I answer the call when there's a need at the Icebox. Two very important responsibilities. The first one is keeping...
Get on the mic, man. Well, watch this. It's a special mission for you all.
Pulling out boxes.
that's the address to email me if you're interested in suggesting a an unfair record that should be unfairly reviewed on the program, or saying hello, or coming up with an idea for the show, or anything. WFMU, you're on the air.
Robert Douglas.
There is no Robert Douglas here. This is a radio station.
Well, who is he?
My name's Tom, and you're actually on the air.
My name's Jeff Cooper. I'm the manager of Radio Hut Store 632 in Newbridge at the Newbridge Commons.
Radio Hut?
Radio Hut.
Radio Shack?
Radio Hut.
What's Radio Hut? I mean, I know Radio Shack.
Are you serious?
Am I serious that what?
That you've never heard of Radio Hut.
Yeah. I guess, is it like Radio Shack?
We don't really invite those comparisons. Listen, Tom, anyway.
Uh-huh.
I was actually calling to update our files on Robert Douglas. Is he still at this number?
I think that's got to be a wrong number.
Okay.
Because this has been a radio station, and there's no Robert Douglas.
Okay. I have four questions for you.
Okay.
Do you like bargains?
Yes.
Do you like quality electronics?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you like colored lights that flash in time to music coming out of your stereo?
Do I like colored lights that flash in time to my stereo?
Yes, to the music, to the beat.
I guess I do. I don't have that, but I guess...
Tom, you're going to be relieved to know that I'm going to send you a copy of our 2001 catalog. So, Tom, I will just need to enter you in there. I got Tom, okay, and all I need is your last name.
This is for the catalog?
Yeah, that's true. You got one of these catalogs.
Yeah, see, I think I'm going to pass on getting the catalog.
T-O-M, and just give me your address, please. You don't have to give me your last name if you don't want to.
I'm really not going to give you my address over the radio.
Okay. When you're in New Jersey, I'm just going to get in there. Well, look, just give me your P.O. box. The P.O. box where you have your stroke magazine sent.
I don't have a P.O. box, and I don't get, what did you call them?
Stroke books.
Yeah, I don't get those sent anywhere.
Look, Tom, I'm a middle-aged guy myself, and, you know, I have plenty of those magazines, and nothing to be embarrassed about. Froze up. See, the problem with this is that we've got the old compact running right now. We haven't got the Pod 82,000 yet. It's coming next week.
What is that, a different computer? Or
well, that's the in-house brand for Radio Hut, Pod 80.
Pot? Like a potted plant?
P-O-T 80. Stands for Pride of the 80s.
Pride of the 80s.
The brand was introduced in 1976. You know, it sounded futuristic back then, but, you know, now we just call it the Pod 80 for short. And people seem to love these units.
What are these? They're your computers?
Come on, guy. Here we go. Come on. Come on, boy. Come on up there.
Excuse me?
Hold on. Eddie, I told you I don't want her in here anymore. She's a disturbance. Look, you can deal with her when you're off work, all right? Wait, you only work till 9 tonight? Wait, give me some dinner before you go, okay? Where are you going? Go to Taco Bell. No, go to Taco Bell. Hey, get me, 2 7 layers.
Hello?
But no guac on the first one, okay, but extra rice. Now, they're not going to charge me extra. We'll still have 7 levels, though. On the second one, I just want extra olives and no rice. And I want a diet tib with about a quarter cup of ice and 2 No, make it four things of hot dogs.
Excuse me?
Not the...
Hello?
What?
You know you're on...
And I asked you to hold, okay? But the one of those Mexican candy bars, too, okay? But look, I'm serious about this, okay? I don't want to ring the house when I get home tonight, all right? Here we go. Okay, it's coming up here.
Okay, great.
Let's have that address.
I'm not going to give you the address. I told you I'm not interested in the catalog.
All right, we'll give you the PO then.
I'm not going to give you anything over the air if you, you know, I don't even know where I would get Radio Hut merchandise. I've never seen one of your franchises.
Well, you can come down to the Newbridge Commons. The Christmas hours are 9 a.m. to 11:30 p.m.
Wow, you're pulling pretty long days.
Long hours, and I'm here all day.
Mm-hmm.
All day.
I'm not gonna come down to your store. I mean, if you want to be a part of the program normally, I can do that.
Wait, we're on the air now?
Yes. I told you you were on the air when
what's
you...
What's your number there? What's all on the dial there? Let
me
tune it in.
It's 91.1, and I should make mention, you're listening to WFMU East Orange, WXHD, Mount Hope, WFMU ORG. Wait.
Is this us?
No.
That's 91. Wait, that's us?
No, that's...
Is that us?
No. You would hear what we're talking about.
The unit's crapping out here.
Is that a Radio Hut radio?
It's a pod 80 Porta Ghetto. Let me just turn that down there. Okay. Yeah, that's a one of our high performance units there. It's
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's got what's called a Metro booster on it. Hear that? Hear those lows? Pumping, yeah.
All yeah, right. that sounds really pumping, and I'm glad to know that. What's the product? The Ghetto something?
It's called the Pod 80 Porta Ghetto. It used to be called the Pod 80 Porta Ghetto Blaster, but people found that offensive, so we just changed it to Porta Ghetto.
Well, it's nice to know that you can, you know, a high performance. Radio like that can't get the station.
Hey, look, I got an offer for you, okay? Sounds like you're into the merchandise.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to enroll you...
Trapped at the stoplight.
...in the Radio Hut High Performance Club.
The Radio Hut... What is that?
It's very prestigious.
So what is this, like some sign-up club or something?
You know, it's like a in-house kind of deal. And, you know, once we process your application and the $200 entrance fee... plus the $100 activation donation, then you receive up to 15% off selected items throughout the year.
Wow, that sounds like really not a bargain.
I don't think you heard me. So like last year, the like just a typical bargain was the Pod 80 SW4000 home computer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that normally sells for $3,400. And so you can see what a great offer that would be.
Yeah, wow, $3,400. With how much off?
15%, yeah, you do the math. It's pretty substantial.
So if I pay, what am I paying?
$200, yeah.
And then $100...
activation donation.
Which is what? What is that? That's just to get
That just, you know, that scoots the paperwork along.
Yeah, I can see how that $200 wouldn't scoot it along. I guess that's not enough. You'd need another $100 to really... move it along, and so that you could do it. So I pay $300, and then I get...
Then you get great discounts throughout the year. Plus, you would also save on the software you would need for it.
Okay, yeah, which... So what do you mean? I don't get the software with it? You mean, how much was it?
$3,400. That's before your high-performance club
discount, though, of 10%.
So if it's a discount of 10% and the thing costs $3,400, I'm pretty much, so that would be like $340 off of it.
Yeah.
And then I'm paying $300 for this membership.
But there are other great discounts too. We've got this product called the Jukebox Fever. It's like a mini jukebox. Flashes lights like the lights I mentioned earlier. $175.
Wow. You know, I
just, hear me out. This computer comes with some great extras. Minesweeper 2002. Something called Fudge. So I'm not sure what that is. But the Minesweeper is really great. It's got this computerized hand that does all this weird stuff. And got a whistle that goes off and on, too, when you win. And you can just...
All right. I'm home. I'm gonna go do home stuff. So, you guys have a good night.
Do more of this in the morning.